In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad. This is an account of your Lord's mercy on His servant Zechariah, when he called out to his Lord with a secret cry. He said, "My Lord, indeed my bones have become feeble, and my head has turned white with age, yet never have I, my Lord, been disappointed in supplicating you. Indeed, I fear my kinsmen after me, and my wife is barren. So grant me from yourself an heir, who may inherit from me and inherit from the house of Jacob, and make him, my Lord, pleasing to you. O Zechariah, indeed we give you the good news of a son whose name is John. Never before have we made anyone his namesake." He said, "My Lord, how shall I have a son when my wife is barren and I am already advanced in age?" He said, "So shall it be. Your Lord has said, 'It is simple for me. Certainly I created you before when you were nothing.'" He said, "My Lord, appoint a sign for me." He said, "Your sign is that you will not speak to the people for 3 complete nights. So he emerged before his people from the temple and signaled to them that they should glorify Allah morning and evening. "O John," we said, "hold on with power to the book," and we gave him judgment while still a child. And the compassion and purity from us, he was God-wary, and good to his parents, and was not self-willed or disobedient. Peace be to him the day he was born, and the day he dies, and the day he is raised alive. And mention in the book Mary, when she withdrew from her family, to an easterly place. Thus did she seclude herself from them, whereupon we sent to her our spirit, and he became incarnate for her as a well-proportioned human. She said, "I seek the protection of the All-Beneficent from you should you be God-wary." He said, "I am only a messenger of your Lord, that I may give you a pure son." She said, "How shall I have a child, seeing that no human being has ever touched me, nor have I been unchaste?" He said, "So shall it be. Your Lord says, 'It is simple for me,' and so that we may make a sign for mankind and a mercy from us, and it is a matter already decided." Thus she conceived him, then withdrew with him to a distant place. The birth pangs brought her to the trunk of a date palm. She said, "I wish I had died before this and become a forgotten thing beyond recall." Thereupon he called her from below her, saying, "Do not grieve. Your Lord has made a spring to flow at your feet. Shake the trunk of the palm tree. Freshly picked dates will drop upon you. Eat, drink, and be comforted. Then if you see any human, say, 'Indeed I have vowed a fast to the All-Beneficent, so I will not speak to any human today.'" Then carrying him, she brought him to her people. They said, "O Mary, you have certainly come up with an odd thing. O sister of Aaron's lineage, your father was not an evil man, nor was your mother unchaste." Thereat she pointed to him. They said, "How can we speak to one who is yet a baby in the cradle?" He said, "Indeed, I am a servant of Allah. He has given me the book and made me a prophet. He has made me blessed wherever I may be, and he has enjoined me to maintain the prayer and to pay the zakat as long as I live, and to be good to my mother, and he has not made me self-willed and wretched. Peace is to me the day I was born, and the day I die, and the day I am raised alive. That is Jesus, son of Mary, a word of the real concerning whom they are in doubt. It is not for Allah to take a son, immaculate is he. When he decides on a matter, he just says to it, 'Be,' and it is. Indeed, Allah is my Lord and your Lord, so worship him. This is a straight path." But the factions differed among themselves, so woe to the faithless at the scene of a tremendous day. How well they will hear and how well they will see on the day when they come to us. But today the wrongdoers are in manifest error. Warn them of the day of regret, when the matter will be decided, while they are yet heedless and do not have faith. Indeed, we shall inherit the earth and whoever there is on it, and to us they shall be brought back. And mention in the book Abraham. Indeed, he was a truthful one, a prophet. When he said to his father, "Father, why do you worship that which neither hears nor sees, and is of no avail to you in any way?" "Father, indeed a knowledge has already come to me, which has not come to you. So follow me, that I may guide you to a right path." "Father, do not worship Satan. Indeed Satan is disobedient to the All-Beneficent." "Father, I am indeed afraid that a punishment from the All-Beneficent will befall you, and you will become Satan's accomplice." He said, "Abraham, are you renouncing my gods? If you do not relinquish, I will stone you. Keep away from me for a long while." He said, "Peace be to you. I shall plead with my Lord to forgive you. Indeed, he is gracious to me. I dissociate myself from you and whatever you invoke besides Allah. I will supplicate my Lord. Hopefully, I will not be disappointed in supplicating my Lord." So when he had left them and what they worshipped besides Allah, we gave him Isaac and Jacob, and each we made a prophet. And we gave them out of our mercy and conferred on them a worthy and lofty repute. And mention in the book Moses, indeed he was exclusively dedicated to Allah and an apostle and a prophet. We called him from the right side of the mount, and we drew him near for confidential discourse. And we gave him out of our mercy his brother Aaron, a prophet. And mention in the book Ishmael, indeed he was true to his promise, and an apostle and a prophet. He used to bid his family to maintain the prayer and to pay the zakat, and was pleasing to his Lord. And mention in the book Idris, indeed he was a truthful one, a prophet. And we raised him to a station exalted. They are the ones whom Allah has blessed from among the prophets of Adam's progeny, and from the progeny of those we carried with Noah, and from among the progeny of Abraham and Israel, and from among those we guided and chose. When the signs of the All-Beneficent were recited to them, they would fall down weeping in prostration. But they were succeeded by an evil posterity, who neglected the prayer and followed their base appetites. So they will soon encounter the reward of perversity, barring those who repent, believe, and act righteously. Such will enter paradise, and they will not be wronged in the least. Gardens of Eden, promised by the All-Beneficent to his servants while they were still unseen. Indeed, his promise is bound to come to pass. Therein, they will not hear vain talk, but only peace, and therein, they will have their provision morning and evening. This is the paradise we will give as inheritance to those of our servants who are God-wary. We do not descend except by the command of your Lord. To him belongs whatever is before us and whatever is behind us, and whatever is in between that, and your Lord is not forgetful. The Lord of the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between them. So worship him, and be steadfast in his worship. Do you know anyone who could be his namesake? Man says, "Shall I, when I have died, be brought forth alive?" Does not man remember that we created him before, when he was nothing? By your Lord, we will surely gather them and the devils, then we will surely bring them up around hell, scrambling on their knees. Then from every group, we shall draw whichever of them was more defiant to the All-Beneficent. Then surely we will know best those who deserve most to enter it. There is none of you but will come to it, a matter that is a decided certainty with your Lord. Then we will deliver those who are God-wary and leave the wrongdoers in it, fallen on their knees. When our manifest signs are recited to them, the faithless say to the faithful, "Which of the two sides is superior in station and better with respect to company? How many a generation we have destroyed before them, who were superior in furniture and appearance?" Say, "Whoever abides in error, the All-Beneficent shall prolong his respite until they cite what they have been promised, either punishment or the hour. Then they will know whose position is worse and whose host is weaker. Allah enhances in guidance those who are rightly guided, and lasting righteous deeds are better with your Lord in reward and better with respect to return to Allah. Have you not regarded him who defies our signs and says, 'I will surely be given wealth and children'? Has he come to know the unseen or taken a promise from the All-Beneficent? No, indeed, we will write down what he says, and we will prolong his punishment endlessly. We shall take over from him what he talks about, and he will come to us alone. They have taken gods besides Allah that they may be a source of might to them. No, indeed, soon they will disown their worship, and they will become their opponents. Have you not regarded that we unleash the devils upon the faithless to urge them impetuously? So do not make haste against them. Indeed, we are counting for them, a counting down. The day we shall gather the God-wary toward the All-Beneficent on mounts, and drive the guilty as a thirsty herd towards hell. No one will have the power to intercede with Allah except for him who has taken a covenant with the All-Beneficent. They say, "The All-Beneficent has taken a son. You have certainly advanced something hideous. The heavens are about to be rent apart at it, the earth to split open, and the mountains to collapse into bits. That they should ascribe a son to the All-Beneficent. It does not behoove the All-Beneficent to take a son. There is none in the heavens and the earth, but he comes to the All-Beneficent as a servant. Certainly he has counted them all and numbered them precisely, and each of them will come to him alone on the day of resurrection. Indeed, those who have faith and do righteous deeds, the All-Beneficent will endear them to his creation. Indeed, we have made it simple in your language, so that you may give good news thereby to the God-weary, and warn with it a disputatious lot. How many a generation we have destroyed before them! Can you descry any one of them, or hear from them so much as a murmur?